Здравствуйте, дорогие друзья. Как
Hello, dear friends. As always, together in the studio with Dr. Michael Lightman, Simeon, Michael, and Boris, we're the instructors for the World Academy of Kabbalah, and we're continuing learning the article, The Science of Kabbalah and Its Essence. Please ask questions, and we will plug them in. As always, we have translation into 22 languages. We have over 60 cities. We are continuing learning this article, and we spoke about definitions of Kabbalah and the goal of creation, and we started reading about the path, two paths of development, from up downwards and from down up, and the degrees of the ladder upon which a person ascends until he attains his goal. And then we're continuing today from down upwards. After that, the ascent begins, which represents a ladder according to which the humanity develops, climbing upwards until reaching the goal of creation. And these two realities, from up, down, and from down, up, is shown in the specifics of Kabbalah. And so you said these degrees, these rungs exist, and we ascend upwards.
From bottom towards up, and it appears more and more when it's incorrected, and from the bottom going up when it appears to be more corrected.
So nothing disappears, we ascend upwards according to the same degrees.
Yes, otherwise it's impossible. The light created it opposite to itself, and the light pumped it up and made it under it, and both they are, this is how they exist and how they build this ladder.
Please tell me, these roads, do they roll up behind us? The descent will not happen again if humanity will begin its ascent?
No, there's not going to be any more descent. Whatever gets corrected, it gets corrected forever.
Question. Question from Alina from Kiev. What is a spiritual mind?
It's a regular mind that you aim towards positive thoughts towards others.
A different mind. Okay. So, Artem from Berlin, these are short questions. How does the order of ascent and descent differ from each other?
What happens when you go from bottom up happens under the influence of a person, under the influence of our unity, and the demand from the Creator to help us ascend and become equal to Him.
Question. How do these two realities interact, the corporeal and the spiritual one?
How do they interact, these two? Material and spiritual, I would say that on each step of the ladder, they create two opposite systems that fill one another and create a common goal, and that's why it's called there are three lines. One is light, one is desire, and one is what unites them both together.
Do I understand this correctly? From up, down, the way it's written in Kabbalistic sources, we were created as one soul that then began to split. Egoism started to show itself, and each part feels itself more distant from another until we began to feel the reality of our world. But here is the opposite. When we see evolution, we see the development from single-cell organisms into more complex organisms until we come to our world where we feel like one family, the way Baal Sulam writes. It seems like an inverse process.
Beginning from the Big Bang and going back, the process has gone the other direction. The development of a matter, inanimate, then on the planet of Earth you had vegetation, animals, and then a human being.
What does it mean that the whole humanity, how will this humanity appear as one person, as one man?
It's not going to look as anything. It's only going to look like we imagine it to ourselves. The humanity doesn't exist. It only exists in our perception. Like it is said, the reality is given in our sensations.
Okay, so I understand people need to come to a like interaction based on feelings.
When they begin to co-act together, then they will see that this world, this material reality that separates us doesn't exist. It only appears like this in our sensations.
Were we already in such a state before? This initial state?
No, we were not in this state initially. There was no such construct as Adam or a person.
Maybe a certain prototype?
Yeah, prototype, but it wasn't, didn't exist from these two opposite forces that gathered all these desires and intentions inside of him. It didn't exist.
A question from Peter. What is in control of a human being in the ascent from down up?
Everything, absolutely everything, and everything else he receives from above.
Question from Irina. Is there a certain upper reality that is not given in our senses, but it does exist?
Yes, there's an upper reality that it is not given to us in our sensation.
Is there some sort of an upper reality that exists, but we don't feel it?
With respect to whom?
With respect to her.
If somebody begins to perceive it, then it begins to exist, and if he doesn't perceive it, it doesn't exist.
So if I attain it, then it exists. If I don't attain it, it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So each person has his own reality?
Yes. Subjective reality is subjective, and objective reality is objective.
What?
And you're all on the same egoistic level, and you're all with respect to that, that's how you are.
What about when we're all together on an altruistic level? We're going to feel the same reality?
We're going to feel each other all together and one reality.
So not every person will have his own reality?
Everybody will have their own reality, but they all will be similar.
Question. When you attain spirituality, does it mean that you climbed up a degree or you've reincarnated?
A rung of a ladder is a qualitative ascent in your quality of bestowing love. And when you pass, attain these ten sefirot, and when you renew your desire and they are born again and so on.
Okay, Ivan is asking, laws of physics have certain forms, let's say the law of gravity. Do in Kabbalah, why do certain forms have physical degrees, physical laws and not others?
Well, if you take light and you take something opposite to it, like the quality of reception, and you begin to bring them closer together gradually to some similarity, some closeness, then you'll get all these the same physical laws, and you'll call them spiritual. And on the degree of our material existence, there'll be material laws, and on the level of biology, there'll be biological laws. On the level of psychology, there'll be psychological laws.
So you're saying that the law of gravity is a projection of this light?
Yes, of course. It's our manifestation of our desire in its projection towards very simplest
of...
So
you can determine all laws in this way? Okay.
Yeah. Everything is in there. How else
okay.
is there?
We're continuing our reading. The topic, the need to learn Kabbalah. People could say that Kabbalah is for those that have already attained, but perhaps there is a need for most of the masses to study this science.
We have to justify our existence. You don't want to be born like an animal and die like an animal and not realize anything, and to keep coming on back and to live again and to die again and to have to come back again.
Question from Bishkek. In this world, if you don't control, then you are controlled. So are there only these two options?
In this world, only the ability to govern exists of the whole world?
We have simple questions for beginners. Roman is asking, what is Torah?
Torah is the upper light, which comes down onto a person to the extent in which he aspires towards bestowal and love towards others.
Okay, let's say a person sees the book of Torah. What is it?
It's only a written book. It's a text written in a special code about the same steps that a person has to go through to become similar to the upper light. Try to start listening more and to look more and to think more and to feel more into what happens to you, and you'll begin to understand you begin to realize him and what he's concealed.
So he plays with you.
Yeah, it's a game, but it's concealment of the Creator.
What question? What is connection with the Creator? What are the signs of complete happiness that one feels? Are those the signs of being together with the Creator?
No, you're talking about egoism, which is fulfilled by some psychological feelings.
What do then your words mean, to look into, to hear?
It's to just discover the one force that governs everything.
Question, for whom is Kabbalah meant for?
For everybody, for everyone who is born in the form of a human being. They are all able to attain their eternal state and to remain in it, and to only utilize the abilities that they're giving this world.
Question, what need do most people will have to study this great science?
The necessity is for us to understand the meaning of our life, to enter the next degree of existence.
So this becomes a practical science for a person.
Yes, of course, because even in life in this world, before I die, I want to enter this next degree.
Question. Freedom of will is in realization of, with the goal of creation. How many options for realization are
there's
here?
There's only one. How many can there be? No, there's no degrees of freedom. There's only one degree of freedom. Through a group, you can attract the upper light upon you, which can help you ascend towards the level of bestowal and love, and then I go beyond the boundaries of my egoism, and I can see the world which is not ruined by my egoism, and I can begin to really see it in its spiritual form.
Question from Moscow. Can we say that prophets were Kabbalists? And if so, then how come all prophets complain?
All the prophets were Kabbalists because to be a prophet, it's one of the degrees of being a Kabbalist. And because if you take a book from a great Kabbalist from Italy, The Path Towards the Creator, he says that one of the degrees, he explains that one of the degrees, it's a degree that's called to be a prophet. It's one of the degrees that the Kabbalist attains. You can also attain this state. And of course, the person who is at this level, he already exists beyond the boundaries of space, time, movement. And that is why he is called a prophet. He sees forward, back. He sees beyond actions, beyond past or future. And that's how these prophets are famous, because they're so-called, they create prophecies.
Second part of the question, why does it seem like prophets complain?
They complain because they feel bad about what happens to human beings, because they don't understand that they bring harm to themselves, because you feel bad looking at all of these things. You're looking at a small child and you see how he puts himself into some sort of bad situations.
Prophets are also describing a complicated future.
Yes, of course. And if you now look at your world, you can ascribe to it some sort of a positive future.
Well, still, how does Kabbalah differ from simple earthly sciences?
Kabbalah differs in a way where our earthly studies, they help us understand the relationship between different parts of this corporeal existence. And the Kabbalah helps us understand forces that act from spiritual degrees so that we'd be able to ascend to that spiritual degree, and then we would not have any connection to the corporeal forces. We would not be governed by them, but we would be able to be in perception of the next degree.
Do you see that Kabbalah is a science on one hand, but on the other hand it's always concealed?
It's not concealed, it just slips through our fingers because we have no sensations of this. If you reach the sensations which Kabbalah operates through,
but would have a status of science ever?
No, only Kabbalists. Other than that, there's nobody else. It's called a hidden science because no one else has these degrees. Well, in physics, someone can also always take and begin and study and learn it and begin to use it, and everyone else who creates the science of physics, they can pass it to someone who doesn't understand anything but can push buttons. But in Kabbalah, no, you can only start to press buttons through yourself, understand it through yourself.
So people can speak about Kabbalah, but the Kabbalah itself, the method itself, is something else.
Yeah, the method is applied to a person when a person begins to want to be changed, to be on its level.
I mean, a certain quality of Kabbalah, it has interesting attitude towards it. It always has enemies, and you got to prove something all the time.
There's nothing to do because people don't understand what is being talked about here. And
so will it always be like this?
It's going to exist until some scientists will begin to study Kabbalah, and they'll be able to say that they exist in studying it and applying it. There's a question. If I develop my soul and I enter the spiritual light, can I help attract light towards a person to someone who isn't able to do it on their own?
Rav, if you can include them in you, and then you'll be able to attract onto yourself when they will be inside of you. You'll be able to attract the upper light, but please understand that through this, you're damaging his personal development. Yeah, there's nothing you can do. You cannot solve problems for your child in school. He's not going to get smarter because of that.
Is there anything where someone up who's higher can pass their screen towards someone below them?
Only in certain circumstances.
Question? There's a holographic mind, or does Kabbalah study logic?
No, this has no relevance to Kabbalah. Holographic mind or something else. These are completely physical tricks of our world and nothing more.
A question from Ulyanovsk. What does it mean that I exit myself? That I pay attention to myself from the outside? Some. I analyze myself from the side?
Yes, absolutely right. Exactly. By observing yourself from the side, by measuring yourself, determining, and observing from the side.
Interesting question from Omsk. So when I begin to attain the Creator, what's more important, the result or the process?
The result is important, but the attainment as a process is exciting.
So when there's a process, then there should be a result, right?
No, what I meant, if you don't tune yourself, if you don't orient yourself towards the result, but through the process itself, you're giving pleasure to the Creator.
So this is the moment where I live. In this exact moment, I live and I use towards its fullest extent. How can it be that I don't think about the result?
The result already exists. That through my actions, I influence positively on the Creator.
So what, I need to tell myself, I decided that I'm going to study Kabbalah.
Well, just imagine that you're feeling that you want to bring him contentment. You want to bring him pleasure. You're thinking about how can I make something to somehow fulfill from myself. That I want to be the result of my action. And then you will feel how you're doing it and in which way this truly influences him. You will begin to feel the way he is fulfilled by you. Well, we have Alex in Berlin. Are Alexes in Berlin?
Yes, I think Alex is there.
Oh, hi Alex.
Вот Лола Томас из Кипра спрашивает, почему даже упоминание на
Question from Cyprus. Why is it that even when I bring just a name, just name the science, that I get such a negative reaction from those who don't know about it?
Kabbalah has gained such a aura around it throughout thousands of years that it's not understood properly by the masses. Only certain individuals understand it, and they are also its followers. Some others are cautiously interested in it, and the rest simply think that it's something black, dark, dangerous. But the main thing is that the religion is against Kabbalah, because the whole of religion is based on blind belief. I was taught that this is so, and I, as a wound up toy, continue fulfilling what was taught to me. And this is called correct behavior and those of faith. But Kabbalists say otherwise. They say, no, you need to inspect this world, inspect the Creator. Place yourself in such a way that you want to attain Him with your mind. Get to know the Creator, to be like Him, to serve Him. In this way, you become similar to Him. We need to come to that state.
There's a question from Germany. What is a sign that I have the perfect balance between the study of the spiritual and material?
The most optimal balance is when a person works to maintain himself in proper conditions in this world, fulfill their necessities, and the rest of their free time they dedicate to studying Kabbalah.
Where did Ramchal wrote book about logic and rhetoric? Ramchal wrote this book about logic and rhetoric.
Ramchal was a great Kabbalist of 15th century. During his time, philosophy was very prominent, which is why he expressed himself in this language. Today, when we write books for our students, then we also express ourselves in a certain modern, contemporary language, not entirely Kabbalistic, but a conversational, generally accepted language. Ramchal, in the same way. This was his style as well. Even though he was a very huge Kabbalist, he loved to express himself in this style. He had a lot of essays, that were written in different types, in different styles. I suggest for you to translate a lot of them into Russian language and read. Rabash, my teacher, really valued him. I studied myself for a few years only through Ramchal's writings.
A question from Bishkek. Do Kabbalists love practically or in their words?
Kabbalists love to explain practically to a person what they need to do in order to feel good, truly. That's it.
And what's the advice? How do we do it so that a person feels good? How can a Kabbalist know?
If he will always try to be similar to the Creator, then he will feel good. Otherwise, no.
So the formula is simple. You don't need to know all desires of a person.
Why? He needs to do all of this himself. You just need to teach him how in each state to be similar to the Creator.
So can we say that to bestow and love a person is to worry about the other person working to reveal the Creator? There's no better state than this, and the only thing I can give to the person is to know this.
That's what it says. You need to teach your son.
Question: can I care about my friend working and revealing the Creator, and to treat him as in my nature?
What do you mean in your nature? You can support him corporeally, maybe, but the main thing is to give him this method of revelation of the Creator.
So when Kabbalists wrote in the Torah that you have to love your friend as yourself,
to connect with him in order to help him, to pull him up towards spiritual attainment.
And this whole system of ethics and morals that were developed after this, how to treat each other.
No, this has no relationship to Kabbalah. It's all emptiness. What do you mean, say thank you and you're welcome? All of that is philosophy. Ethics, so to speak, is the biggest lie.
This is very confusing. A great deal of students tell me, what do I need to do with physical actions?
Only inside of yourself to be tuned, oriented towards adhesion with the Creator. How to connect with others, and from that connection to attain this general force that connects us called the Creator. Nothing else inside of our connection to reveal the Creator. The only one force of nature.
And on this topic, a question from Moldavia. When a corrected person, will he do egoistic actions, like to behave at work, to be friendly to others?
Why does he need to follow certain generally accepted egoistic animalistic frameworks that exist right now only for us not to consume each other?
Let's go on next. After all, mitzvot were given only to cleanse the people, and thus there is a purpose beyond the observance of the actions, and the actions are merely as a preparation for this purpose. Hence, clearly, if the actions are not arranged for the desired goal, it is as if nothing exists.
Yes, the action, physical action itself, does not express anything. You can, of course, do it, but what motivates you? You may not know yourself, but you see what happens next. What are you attaining through that action? That's the main thing. That is the answer we need to look for. That is called the intention.
Question from Odessa. What actions are there to prepare yourself for attaining Kabbalah?
I wouldn't say that there's anything else but connection.
If a question from Krasnodar, can you tell us what does it mean when it says that a body without intention, it's like a body without a soul?
So any physical action, if it's not accompanied by correct intention to connect with others in order to reveal the Creator, then it's like a body without a soul. It's a dead action.
Well, Salam writes that there are only two commandments. There's only two laws. You can call it however you want. The reception and bestowal. So in human society, the interaction exists only from two parts. I either bestow or I receive. So if I understand correctly, you need to balance this correctly. So what does this mean? How do I understand this to balance this correctly?
Balancing is simple. Bestowal for the sake of bestowal is called bina. Reception for the sake of bestowal is called keter.
How do I know how much to bestow and how much to receive from the society?
What to bring the society to similarity of the Creator.
Who decides this?
You need to know this. You need to know what to decide, how to decide. You need to connect into the society in such a way that you absorb within yourself all of your desires and raise them to the Creator. You need to be this interlink between the society and the Creator, as we say, like a pipe of connection between the society and the Creator.
So it's possible when the Creator is expressly revealed to the person.
Right. Otherwise, how can you do this? to, in the meantime, form him, to help him.
Question from Vilnius: if there is intention, is already an action, so an action should be paired up with the intention?
No, we need to act as well, because we live in the corporeal world, and only through actions you can pass something to others. You're still not in intentions in the upper world, that's why they will not learn anything from your intentions.
And for Kabbalists, are intentions enough?
If two Kabbalists are on a spiritual degree, then between them everything occurs without any actions.
And if a Kabbalist says with respect to a person who is not on the same level as a Kabbalist, does he also need to do an action?
Doesn't have to. He takes them into himself and performs actions.
Can a person attain spirituality before completing the necessary corrections and to harm yourself with this somehow?
No. In no way is that possible. The spiritual world is protected by your screen. Thus, you will not be able to do it. It's kind of like if you're given a dumbbell, 200 grams, and told to lift it. You won't be able to lift it, right? There's nothing you can do. Spiritual is very simply protected. You yourself, you don't see it, you don't feel it, you don't know about it, and when you receive a way to work with it somehow, that means you already have a screen.
Question from Moscow. What is a screen in Kabbalah?
Screen in Kabbalah is an anti-egoistic force that helps you direct your desires to love and bestowal. Question.
What does it mean?
How does the closed, the hidden part of the Torah differ from the open part of the Torah?
Rav, the concealed part of the Torah is something that is still concealed from a person, and when a person works upon himself, it becomes revealed, and it becomes the opposite from what people think about it.
So you say it's always revealed, but for us it's concealed.
Torah is a system of governing the whole world, the system for the whole world. And it's hidden from us, and it is revealed more and more to us, to the extent that we're able to participate in it in a positive manner.
So only we are the ones that reveal it?
Yeah, only with respect to a person.
Okay, how to connect the system of governance of the world and the book that was written 3,000 years ago, the written Torah and the oral Torah that was written 2,000 years ago? Maybe less than that. Is there some sort of a relationship there?
They all create a system. A system in which a person must enter and you must get to know and act in.
What does that mean that it was oral Torah? Are there certain laws that could have been described on a piece of paper, and there were other laws that could have been only transferred orally?
It was a system of laws that was passed from a teacher to student, from Adam through 20 generations to Abraham, and then through all the other generations, and so on, until Rabbi Shimon, until the Book of Zohar, and then all of it disappeared. And then it was passed on through a very small population of people through each generation, as Bara Sulam writes, and right now gradually it begins from Ari, and going forward it became to be reborn again from 16th century forward. And all these knowledge about how to get closer to the Creator, they come from Torah, from the word light.
So all books of Kabbalah you call the Torah?
Yes.
Okay. Question. I know people that through practicing of suppressing their desires come to godliness, but none of them study Kabbalah. Why do you say that only through study Kabbalah one can attain the Creator and everything else?
I'm not telling you anything, and I don't argue with anyone. I have my own knowledge, and if anybody wants to learn from me, they can study. about everything that I wrote about it in the internet. I think it was many, many, many pages. But to argue with someone about who studies what method, what he's attaining, I don't want to do that. First of all, why should I convince somebody that they may be incorrect on something? It's for each person to the extent in which he aspires towards truth, towards the goal. He begins to build his own method. He begins to aspire forward, and he moves ahead. The most important thing is not to stop. It doesn't matter what you study. I would only give you one advice: to continue to expand on it, and don't be afraid of anything. Kabbalah doesn't tell you to turn away from egoism, because egoism is our matter. The more we use it, the more we're able to ascend. So, contrary to religion and to a lot of other religious practices, Kabbalah is different from them in the way that it uses egoism with joy, as a present from the Creator, because ego is what makes us different from all of the creation and from the Creator. And if we decide that we want to destroy it or bring it down to zero, and to, if we want to cancel our desire, then what's left of us?
Well, you know, very often when you explain to a person about Kabbalah and the Creator that you need to come to love of your neighbor and this is the path, people say, I already love. What does this light need to explain anything to me? He's talking about love? I already feel love. How do you explain this to a person?
No, I need to ask him, and do you study in the group?
But how to direct him still?
Well, let's check if you're in this or not. Come to the group, try to connect to its studies, and in a couple of lessons, hour-long lessons, you'll begin to see if you're really in this or not. Check yourself. Do you have the correct perception of what unity is, of how to find Creator in this unity, how to feel this upper world, these upper qualities that don't exist in us?
So, for such a person, what he lacks is an interaction with the group. So, being in the group for a few days, he'll understand right away that he's far from love.
Yeah, it's not for me.
Especially with our groups.
And our groups are really like this because they dig for the truth, and they feel themselves existing in this great egoism, and that's why they are in need of upper light that only Kabbalah can grant to them.
There are these gripes that Lightman teaches his students, but is there evidence that his students truly do love? We're talking
love
about
who?
Coming to love of your friend, to unity. So people are asking.
And where is this love? How is it visible? How do they want to see this love? Maybe they have such eyes that they are unable to see this love.
Everyone thinks that they see it.
But this love is in their understanding.
But how to see this love?
It's impossible. How can you see this?
So if a person doesn't love himself, he won't see that others love.
You can only see love in how a person is aspiring to do something for other people or for humanity. Maybe in that. And even then, how can you say that this is his own egoism, his own interest in this that plays a part in this?
Well, let's say you have a few thousand students and they're all connected, and in final correction, then no one will be able to see it, right?
No. Why? Nobody is interested in seeing this.
Maybe certain external signs.
What, that they're hugging with each other?
Oh, maybe. I have my neighbor tells me I saw your channel. Still, I don't see that there's love of your friend that exists. And I told her, but they really want to attain that, and I convinced her.
What can you do?
Yulia from Stavropol is asking the cause and consequence of descent of the forces. But what is a cause, a change of cause and consequences as a result of these forces?
It's the correction of our desires with the intention towards bestowal, and that's how we ascend through the steps, how our soul came down from the Creator. We raise our soul back up.
Question. Studying Kabbalah speeds up our path for correction. Does it mean that my qualities of my soul will be corrected in this lifetime?
That I don't know. It depends on your desires, but yes, you can certainly attain this.
Another question. Is there a certain doping, a certain drug like in sport that I ate it, let's say, and I would increase my correction in the upper world?
It really depends on my friends. It's possible, and it's not a problem.
Question. Knowledge that I receive from Kabbalah, do they devalue human values, family, kids?
I'm curious, what is it? What else do you need to devalue there? What did she say?
Children, self-sacrifice, friendship.
So Kabbalah teaches that all our actions in our world, from one to another, and even towards myself and towards the Creator, they're all completely egoistic. Yes. So that's a devaluation. Why should I exist in some pink mist or confusion?
Kabbalah says there's one value to attain the Creator in our world.
Yes, there's a quality of bestowal and love. Translate the Creator like that he's the quality of bestowal and love.
Okay, so then I can apply that quality of love and bestowal towards kids, friendship, so on and so forth.
Partially. If you want to disseminate this sensation towards everyone, that in essence you would begin to attain the root of all these actions, which is called the Creator.
Since the Creator created all of these elements, in order for me not to simply make a calculation that now the Creator is more important for me than family and work.
But, it cannot be like this. You can only attain through them.
But an opposite, through them, I can attain a correct attitude towards the Creator.
Yes.
People are following us very closely right now, and there's a question. You said Ramchal lived in 15th century, as well Moshe Chaim Lutzado lived in the 17th century. Okay, thank you very much for correcting me. That was a great time. There were a lot of Kabbalists from Ramchal, Golden, from Vilna. Let's move on. Tamara is asking, for us, Kabbalah is an illusion that needs to become reality?
Yeah, we need to reveal this upper world in our state instead of our material world. We have to do it in a very practical manner altogether and exist in it.
So you can say that it's an illusion?
Yes, of course you can say this is an illusion, because we don't even understand what we see here.
For the Creator, is there some sort of a difference when, let's say, I bestow to Him through a bestowal to my child or through a bestowal to some Amazon tribe that lives in South America?
Creator is the quality of bestowal, which covers all aspects of inanimate, vegetative, and animal world. This quality exists in all these parts, and not as something that's outside of them. And it's a problem of our perception. How can we, in such a manner, to perceive Him as existing something separate from everything else? We can't. This is a quality that exists only in them, in people, in all creations.
No, in my attitude towards them.
And in no way are they separate from them. You cannot separate the Creator from all of them, and you can say that this is the Creator.
And so it turns out that I'm bestowing them. It often happens like this, that when a person thinks about the Creator, he imagines a certain object, he thanks it without any connection to humanity.
Therein lies the problem, that when you imagine the Creator separate from people and from the creatures, you can't do this, only together.
So how would I see a person and behind them see the Creator?
You cannot sense it otherwise.
in relation to complaints, someone says, Lightman deals with humanity, but I want to deal with myself. That's how a person said, meaning correction.
What does it mean he wants to deal with himself? He wants to correct himself?
Yes.
All right, fine. That's how else to do it without relating to the rest of humanity? Don't grab Lightman by the horns. Take the books and study them. The materials, don't study Lightman. Study Kabbalists, and you'll see what's written. And in 10 years, you'll understand whether Lightman is correct or not. And then we'll talk.
Well, let's say I have a desire to do something good for the Creator. Do I need to now find a person next to me?
Only towards human beings, and only when you begin to relate correctly to people, and you'll see this force that unites them, which is called the Creator.
So I take a person, let's say, and I want to do something good for him, and in the meantime think that I want to do something good for the Creator.
If I try to do something good for them, and that's something connected to me, then I begin to discover the Creator in them. Question from Bishkek. Can I see in one person the whole of the world?
Rav, yes, there's no problem. What does it mean, the whole world?
What does it mean for him? Can I check this? Can I check if I do this for him?
If you reveal the Creator, then you truly do it for him.
Question from Baku. How can I explain to people that how can I explain about Kabbalah if they have no point in the heart? This is a continuous question.
It's impossible. You can a little bit. You can clarify it a little bit. Maybe attract someone to this. Get them closer to this. But a person through study can awaken within himself a point in the heart. This is what Bala Salam was asked, and he said it is possible, even though Rabash says I can't imagine it.
At the same time, everybody has a point in the heart.
Everyone has it. But if it's very deeply seated, then a lot of effort is necessary to lift it up.
Have you ever tried to get this point of heart in someone? Michael, I think you're one of them.
You know me. You know me. What can I say? There's nothing I can say about this.
How can we say that we had these radio broadcasts and then this group that appeared and people came, and this like a point in the heart? Is this what you mean when you write books, when you make these programs, and people begin to listen to them, and they their point in the heart excites inside them?
No, there are no other methods through verbal communication.
Question from Ukraine. Is it true that the people who go through most suffering are closer to attainment, or?
Yes and no. I haven't had to deal with this my entire life. I was always situated quite well materially. Nothing bothered me. But I was bothered by different type of emptiness, not material, not corporeal, not our world. Our world was always without problems for me. But spiritual, yes, it ruined my life.
Tatiana asks, how can I hear a quiet voice of the Creator who always speaks to you, and not to confuse it with the voice of the egoism?
He is whispering to you, into your ear, of love, but not only for you, but for you to pass on to others.
So it's not the right question. It's the always the question, do you love me?
How to work on unity towards others, how to push others towards unity. That is something that comes from the Creator. Yes.
Question from Rostov. If you always feel like someone is always watching and witnessing you and someone always analyzing, what does this mean?
It's a person feels that from within themselves. In a direct way and also in an opposite way.
Question. If we imagine that everyone's going to be a Kabbalist, so how will we see the social structures of society? How do we spread the resources and positions in governance?
In a very ideal and rational way, we will precisely see through this thickness of matter, energy, information, of everything that there is, we will see precisely how we need to interact with it in order to, by pushing ourselves from it, to ascend higher and higher into spiritual planes. On the opposite, we won't have any problems. Everything that's given to us in this world and in the spiritual world, we will realize this in the most optimal of ways.
What will be the main law of existence?
The main law, that attitude towards all degrees of nature, inanimate, vegetative, animate, and human of our world, and the same for the degrees of the spiritual world, the attitude will be completely the same, equal to the Creator.
So we can have some sort of an ecological catastrophe here.
If we could imagine for ourselves what is prepared for us in this way, in this case, that's how it will happen, but it truly ascends a person above an entire world.
Does this exist in a potential? If it exists, it must manifest somehow.
It does exist, and we are in this state. We exist in this state, but only in order for us to come to this state rationally through our desires. For that we feel the opposite states, this world, our current world of today.
A question that I was asked in one of the campus classes. That a person, he understands that you have to love your friend and you have to spread to him the importance of the goal and the Creator.
To get him closer to the soul.
Yeah, so that it would be important for him to work on bestowal and unity. And he says that it's so much easier than to fulfill some material desires of a friend.
No, he needs to do this.
And he says that in our material world, it's much, much more difficult than to ascend the importance of the Creator.
We exist in such a world when it seems to us that there is a difference between our world and the spiritual world. None of this exists. It just seems to us like that in our senses, in our organs. We need to try to unite in order to reveal the Creator in our connection, on all degrees, in all situations. And you'll see how fast this happens. Everything that happens for us, to us, is only for us to reveal Him. The Creator does this calculation. He gives you all these situations.
So we have to only do this in a material way or in spiritual?
Everything is given to you by the Creator.
What friends in the group do I fulfill?
It is aspiration towards attaining the Creator.
When a teacher appears in a person, is this the manifestation of the Creator in a person's life, letting him know that he's ready for correction?
Yes, this is from the Creator to a person. Everything else depends on the person.
How can I see a teacher?
What a teacher will envy the student that has overshadowed him. He will only be proud of him. He will be proud of him.
What do you think about our future? Can a Kabbalist predict what's going to happen in 10 years?
Never has a Kabbalist dealt with being a profiteering, with predicting the future. Maybe only to predict the flow of egoistic nature without predicting our correction. But predicting, no one can really do it. It can only happen through those that have freedom of will, that study Kabbalah. Boleslav was disseminating all this material, and then eventually he said humanity is not ready for this.
You spoke about the third and fourth world war that can happen.
A Kabbalist still does not know when and what will happen exactly, because he doesn't use, he has no right to use freedom of will in the given reality. He leaves it in particular for realization in the hands of people.
So can we say that a Kabbalist can predict the tendencies of natural development, but he doesn't know how can it connect into this?
No. He won't to predict these things.
So when he said that there's going to be so many people without jobs and there's going to be such large amount of unemployment, was that a prediction?
I didn't say here or there or a particular time. I was talking about a tendency. And even now I can talk about it. Today I've had various of our writers and journalists visiting me, and I spoke with them for an hour. And they talked to me on this topic, and we mentioned how what we talked about 10, 15 years ago, and today is happening. It's happening naturally, because I know the general development, the general program of development.
Is it good or bad? How can you say? From a stance of goal of development, is it good that a person has a job or bad?
There's nothing good or bad. The question is, do we correctly participate in this process? Do we give all of our efforts in order to make this process a good one, to adapt people to each other and to the Creator? Then this process would seem to us different. But in the meantime, see, look what will happen in the next year or two. Our situation can bring us into very damaging excesses.
So do we do this enough? Does it depend on the person? Because it depends on the people who have freedom of will.
It depends on people that are listening to us now.
So behind us is this unemployment.
It's not because of you. It's a natural reality that's occurring. You are to blame for that. Humanity doesn't know how to correctly act in this situation. We need to disseminate this knowledge more and more.
The fact that this process of upbringing did not begin earlier, that's really the issue.
Yes, and aside from that, they write... They're writing these articles, and I'm asking them to disseminate them all across the internet, and all of our friends would do the same. And this way, we will soften the blows and the situation and get people closer to a certain solution.
Can Kabbalists say something positive will happen 10 years in the future?
Kabbalists will predict that good will happen if you will do good for the world.
So it's strange that we don't want anything positive.
Because everything depends on the person. Why do you think that future is already predetermined, good or bad? If you will correct yourself, then you will see it as good. If you won't correct yourself, it's bad. But how is it by itself? It doesn't exist by itself. It only depends on your correction or lack of correction of your senses, of your organs. And in that way, you will feel it, good or bad. So you draw for yourself your own future.
We just have one small announcement that a course that begins once every half a year, it will begin on April 12th on Mac Online. peace prepare. It's there's going to be a first lesson on April 12th, and your wishes for the week.
My wishes are, we are before a very interesting event called Pesach, holiday of Pesach. Of course, we don't celebrate it as regular people. It has no relevance to any religion. We celebrate it as an exit of a person from his ego into an unegoistic dimension into the spiritual world. All of our studies are dedicated to this topic, which is why I suggest for you to be present on all of our studies, lessons, listen to us, and participate with us, and together we will exit from the degree of this world into the spiritual world. Good luck to all of you. I love you, I hug you, and thank you.